Well, no, first and foremost, I'd like to, pay tribute to Warwickshire. I think if you look at last season, they finished really well and finished second and had a full campaign, which was a tough campaign, and almost got there. And to do it 2 years on the bounce, which has proved difficult for Lancashire to do, obviously, is an amazing achievement, but testament to, I think, first and foremost, the way they've batted. I think they're one side that has scored plenty of runs throughout the season, even in the early difficult stages, and obviously they've got four or five bowlers there that have been crucial to them as well.
I mean, they finished top and you're towards the bottom, and it probably showed in this game a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I thought today and over these 3 days, really, that some frailties that we've had were exposed, and I think you saw the difference between a side that was full of confidence and things going well and in the groove for winning, used to winning, and a side that sadly has just got a little bit worse as the season's gone on, and maybe we're used to a little bit of losing, Dave, but what goes with that is that the rub of the green went their way and didn't go our way, not that it meant too much difference, but that tends to happen when you're on a roll, and when you're down, things kick you in the teeth.
What can you take out of this game?
I think Moeen played really well in that second innings. I thought that was the type of batting that we're all accustomed to seeing with Moeen. I thought his footwork looked a lot better, an area we've worked hard in the nets with. So that's a good thing for us going forward. And I think that seeing Moeen Ali score runs is important for Worcestershire. Just added to that again, once again you saw a wholehearted performance from Alan Richardson. I think he's done it all year long again, and when you see his efforts from day to day throughout the season, you can just admire that sort of quality as a person as well as a cricketer.
Professional sport, very much there is a blame culture, of course. Do you feel under pressure?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you're involved, every single person involved in the club must feel under pressure, because it's not just one person doing any particular job. It's a whole squad and team and a whole club effort from everybody. So, I feel that we've let people down. I think that we should have done better this year, even though we've had limited resources to work with. I think that we should have done better, and we should have certainly won more games than we have. And so I do feel as though we've let people down, but I try and assess and look back constructively, and I think we do. Myself, Matt Mason, Damien de Oliveira, as the main linchpins of the coaching team, have certainly put in a hell of a lot of work, and the type of practices that we've done have been very much to put these guys under pressure. So they've been challenging sessions and plenty of them, and I think it's probably too early to see it bear fruit, which is frustrating for our supporters and frustrating for us as coaches, but it wasn't built in a day, and I do think that if we carry on those type of sessions, then definitely I think we will bear some sort of fruit down the line.